Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:12. This is Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on News Radio 92.3. This hour, we're going to be kind of digging into the airport situation. Good numbers to pass along to you. Of course, the airport passenger count keeps to rising, looking really good there. Also, the cargo sector looking good, has developed a nice segment in that area, and also more parking spaces. And we'll talk about that coming up this half hour on News Radio 92.3. And also, Austin, if you remember, just before we went into the break, we were talking about ELF and,
yes,
and this kind of thing in down at the Orlando Gaylord Hotel. It's that time of year, of course, to crank up the Hallmark Christmas trees, the movies, bust out the ugly Christmas sweaters, and get ready for our own version of the Elf Parade Friday, November 29th.
Hmm.
How about that? Coming down right here in downtown Pensacola, a friendly and family-oriented parade rings in the Christmas season for its 13th year. If you would like to get involved, you can arrive at 15 West Government Street by 12:30 in the afternoon. Contest judging begins at 1:25. No entry fee is required.
Mm.
So it's a great reason to kind of dress up a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Also wanted to touch on this because, Chris, I have worked with you long enough that I know if you love anything, it is political polls, because you always think they are the most reliable thing ever. Well, a slight majority of voters approve of the job of President-elect Trump. A Harvard Caps / Harris poll shows that 54% approve compared to 40% who disapprove of Trump's performance. The amount in favor includes 91% of Republicans and less than a quarter of Democrats who approve of the job that the president-elect is doing. Meanwhile, nearly 3 in 4 Democrats and 40% of independents say that they disapprove of Trump.
Would you turn to the left a little bit? Let me see if that nose is growing any further. It looks like it's getting a little bit. No, it is a bit longer here.
Yes, because if you don't typically tune in, first of all, thanks for coming by this
appreciate
time.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Second of all, you would know I was being facetious, Chris. I'm not going to say he doesn't like them,
but
he
raised, trust him.
You raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we have to be skeptical, because I always go after that one segment there. Give me your sample base.
Right.
Talk to me about the guts of this thing before you tell me just the generalities. I want to know how the thing operates.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. Los Angeles officials are voting on whether to formally make La La Land a sanctuary. I threw that in there, by the way. La La Land, a sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants. Fox's Christian Goodwin has a lot more on this one.
Lawyer Gina Amato, one of several speakers urging the LA City Council to pass the ordinance, which would officially prohibit city officials or resources from being used to help federal enforcement of immigration laws.
Immigrant families are under attack and face the imminent threat of harm and separation.
Rabbi Lisa Edwards.
Immigrants and their children help Los Angeles be the thriving, diverse, intriguing, marvelous place that it is.
Former L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti ordering an executive action in 2019, but the ordinance, which is expected to pass, would make the city's sanctuary status a law. The move comes as President-elect Donald Trump has confirmed plans to use the military to conduct mass deportations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ready Whip. Topping off a dessert or swirling it onto hot cocoa, Ready Whip is here to whip up some holiday cheer. Ready Whip is made with real cream, so pick up a can or two. Once again, that's Ready Whip. Thank you very much. All righty, let's see here. Only have some issues on Navy Boulevard near Highway 98. Outside of that, there's not much really holding you up on the roads at this time, and that is just the latest installment of what has very fortunately been a rather docile traffic update this afternoon. As for the weather, we're at about 72 degrees, overcast skies, low of 64 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, going to have a high of 76, low of 45, and hopefully no rain in sight.
I would say this off the record, and hopefully my veterinarian is not listening to this, but my dogs love to get that.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of people give that to their dog, so it's probably not something to do as a habit, but just as a little treat, why not?
Every once in a while, they just go crazy.
Well, because it's Starbucks. They've got those, like, pup cup things, right?
No, I don't go to Starbucks.
I know, but what I'm saying is, as far as Ready Whip...
I don't go to $5, excuse me.
As far as, like, Ready Whip or any whipped cream okay as a treat, I know places like Starbucks will give little cups of whipped cream to dogs, so it's not too bad, I guess. I don't know. Don't listen to me.
No, I'm just saying my dogs like, you started it.
Dogs love it,
My dogs love that kind of stuff. You know, I have discovered this as I've gotten older myself. There are a lot of senior citizens that don't know how to ride bicycles.
You mentioned that yesterday, yeah.
Because it's a concern in the local Pensacola community. It's about darn time that these people learn how to ride a bike, or at least have the opportunity to learn how to ride a bike free of charge and under a controlled situation. The Smart Cycling Safety Education course scheduled at City Hall, 9:30 to 11. This is on December 11th. Make sure you write this down. This is worth, really, if you'd like to maybe meet other people of likeness that don't know how to ride bikes, y'all all get on those bikes and go for a ride. It reminds me of the Queen Fat Bottom Ladies album cover. With that would be funny, wouldn't it? Okay, those who want to attend the course can sign up by emailing Caitlin Cerami. We talked about Caitlin. She's just a smart darn lady. Here's her address. I guess I can give it out. I'm going to give it out anyway. C Cerami, C-C-E-R-A-M-E at cityofpensacola.com. She's organizing this thing, and I know she would love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got Rick Scott joining other Republicans and questioning some of the recent moves made by President Biden. Details on what those moves were, why they're being questioned, and more after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign Then Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorneys' fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Florida Blue and Egg Fest Pensacola invite you to a healthy grilling celebration Friday, November 22nd, 11:30 to 2 at the local Florida Blue Center at 1680 Airport Boulevard. Meet the Florida Blue Healthcare team and enjoy watching the expert chefs at work. Open enrollment has started, and choosing the right health plan is simple. When you work with Pensacola's Florida Blue Center, find your health solution at Airport and 9th.
While supplies last, even attendance is required. Parent or guardian must be present with children. Policies and limitations and exclusions. La Crosse Blue Shield of Florida Incorporated, DBA Florida Blue.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price just kind of funking along with you this Tuesday afternoon. And let me tell you one thing. Weather is improving. Austin will go over that with you in just a few minutes. In terms of like cooler temperatures can be expected. They are on the way. Also, what can be expected? Passenger count at Pensacola International continues to rise. Mayor D.C. Reeve says the total count up about 15% this year over last year. And with the holidays approaching, that means more parking is sorely needed and just in time for the season.
As of tomorrow morning, the 434 spaces at Pensacola International will be ready for the public. So that's on Tippin Avenue. If you've driven by there, you've seen where that work's taking place, a surface lot. And I appreciate CW Roberts Contracting for working on that tight deadline and meeting the goal to make sure that these spaces were up and going for the holiday season.
And if you remember, Austin, that Todd Payne, assistant director, we talked about those parking spaces.
Yeah.
And this was, what is this, about not 6 months ago or something like that.
It's been a developing thing because it's very much needed, as you just said. And,
yeah.
And what did Reeve say? 434?
Yeah, it's 434, roughly around 500. But if you remember, when they first started working on this project, they took 100 spaces from the employees' lot.
And I'm sure they were thrilled about it.
Well, they're getting their spaces back. But anyway, it's a big improvement, especially during the holidays, trying to find those darn parking places. And they can always be a real problem. 634 News Radio 92.3. Legislation regarding firearms may soon look different following the results of the presidential election. Fox's Eben Brown explains in bullet points.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. What's going to be different for firearms owners and Second Amendment rights going forward with a new Trump administration? Could be a number of things. The former and future President Trump, since securing his presidential win, is now signaling he will push for nationwide reciprocity of firearms licenses. That could mean each state would need to honor, in some way, permits issued by other states. Like driver licenses, sort of. A number of states already have reciprocity agreements, though they require permit holders from one state to adhere to the laws of the state they currently find themselves. But yes, it could ultimately mean one day one could carry in New York City with a Florida-issued concealed weapon or firearm license. One would expect New York State and or city to file suit over such a thing. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Eben. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. It's been a very smooth sailing evening all in all, and that appears to still be the case now. Maybe there are some backups near Navy Boulevard where you meet Highway 98, but that is not severe at all. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees, low of 64 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, those slight rain chances you've got this evening will be completely gone. High of 76, low of 45. So we are going to see the start of a stretch that has clear skies and some chilly weather.
No problems on my part, man. No problems. No worries, man. No worries.
Thank you, Bob Marley.
Let me tell you something. You know, I don't have any luck with those scratching lottery tickets. I always come in and talk to you about, well, I didn't, blah, 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 blah.
Don't beat yourself up. Most people don't.
I'm not, but here's where it gets me, okay? And I'm sure this is a wonderful lady. Her name is Jessica Callahan, 47-year-old Foley woman. Ready for this one?
Yep.
Hit for $10 million on the Florida Lottery scratch-off ticket she bought from Cumberland Farms gas station on Perdido Key Drive.
Gosh. Some people have all the $10
luck. $10 million here.
Yeah.
She chose to receive her winnings as a one-time lump sum payment, $6,030,000. This is just amazing.
Yeah.
As you walk in here, and she was playing a $20 ticket.
Right.
I play $20 tickets. You know what I get back from my $20 tickets?
Nothing.
A laugh. Yeah. Sucker.
Yeah. It's like that scene from Amadeus.
Anyway,
it wasn't the clerk laughing at me, it was God.
In Cumberland Farms, the station up there, they received the station received $20,000 in a bonus commission for selling the winning scratch off ticket. Congratulations, Jessica Callahan. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And I hinted at this before the break. Rick Scott is joining other Republicans in questioning some recent moves by President Biden. Senator Scott announced yesterday that he and some colleagues sent a letter to the Office of Personnel Management. The senators want information on Biden converting political appointees into non-political permanent positions. This practice is called burrowing. Scott says the law requires the OPM to provide Congress with quarterly updates on the burrowing of current or former political appointees. Scott and his colleagues say ensuring the integrity of the federal workforce from partisan influence is critical to the public's trust in government.
You know, I think once the Trump government does make its place and kind of slide into form in Washington, this story I'm getting ready to tell you about is probably going to change a lot. The U.S.-China Economic Security Review Commission is releasing its annual report. This is from last year. Today, Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has a definition on that report.
The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission was created in the year 2000, 1 year before the communist country entered the World Trade Organization. The commission is meant to keep an eye on the national security implications of our relationship with the PRC and recommend legislation when it's appropriate. Ahead of the release of this year's report, the commission stated the topics of focus this year were on unsafe Chinese goods, China and the Middle East, new measures to level the playing field, as well as China's counter-intervention capabilities and Taiwan. One ex-post previewing the meeting noted that China depends on imports for 72% of its oil consumption, most of which must pass through maritime choke points over which the U.S. has significant influence. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And an environmental group suing the state of Florida in what they call a battle of David and Goliath. The Florida Springs Council announced yesterday it's suing the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. The nonprofit filed a petition over a week ago asking for a court order to compel the FDEP to comply with a 2016 law. The Florida Springs Council says that law requires the state agency to adopt uniform rules for issuing permits which prevent groundwater withdrawals that are harmful to Florida Springs. The law was passed to make sure the springs had enough groundwater to thrive, and the FSC says that the protection agency's nine-year delay left them with no choice than to take this fight to court.
You know, do you feel like once we start hitting like the Halloween segment, and it goes into Thanksgiving and Christmas. It all seems to really accelerate around this time. It doesn't seem like there's many weeks between the holidays like it used to in the old days.
Right.
So here's where I'm going with this. The countdown to the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season is underway.
Golly.
Pensacola Mardi Gras invites Mardi Gras crews, local businesses, and community leaders to the second and final citywide planning meeting. And I'm telling you this because this meeting is coming up tomorrow. So if you want to take this in, it'll be at Apple Annie's. You know where that's at, right inside of a Seville Quarter. The meeting is free, open to the public. I think it gets underway at 6 o'clock. So Seville Quarter will be rocking tomorrow night.
Fox
News. I'm Tom Bergani. President-elect Trump will nominate as transition co-chairwoman Linda McMahon for Education Secretary. She's the wife of WWE founder Vince McMahon. Trump has also chosen Dr. Mehmet Oz, the longtime TV talk show host, to head up the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Meanwhile, some of Trump's other controversial cabinet choices will soon state their case to lawmakers.
Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz and nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be on Capitol Hill starting Wednesday for meetings with senators.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The New York hush money case against President-elect Trump will be put on hold, Fox's Eric Shawn explains.
New York prosecutors say the case against President-elect Trump should not be dismissed. But Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says it could wait until after his second term is finished. Trump was set to be sentenced next week.
Trump's lawyers want the case thrown out. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Share prices for H&R Block and Intuit fell after a report today says that Trump's government efficiency team is considering creating a free tax filing app. Intuit, which makes the TurboTax filing software, was down 5%, and H&R Block fell 8% and on pace for its worst day since 2020. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 120, the S&P 500 up 23, and the NASDAQ gaining nearly 200 points. Home improvement giant Lowe's beat Wall Street's quarterly earnings expectations today. Analysts are pointing to several factors, including DIYers, the home professional business, and a stronger online shopping presence for pushing their earnings past projections. U.S. crude oil futures for December delivery are under $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sportsman. It's sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for details. The Jets need a no-nonsense head coach and general manager. However, the Jets currently aren't a desirable job. Many attractive names will probably rather go someplace else or even wait another year. And considering these tough circumstances, I think it's realistic that the Jets could get Lewis Riddick and Brian Flores to be their next GM and head coach. I'm Zach Gelb. Football season is in full swing. Take full advantage by winning some cash with Sleeper Picks. Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less than at least two of your favorite player stats. If you're right, you could win. You could pick up to eight players to win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Sleeper has a special offer. New users will have their first deposit match up to $1,500. So if you deposit $1,500, they'll give you an extra $1,500 in credit. If you already played, Sleeper's got discount to player projections every week of the season. Check in and see what they have this week. Download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be matched 100% up to $1,500 in credit. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and unlock one of the fastest-growing fantasy sports apps in the world. Use code BLOCK for up to $1,500 credit match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be at least 18 years old in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code, location, and other restrictions apply. See terms of use for details at sleeper.com. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is. Yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Chris Bryan and Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on tonight. Yeah, we know you have a choice. And, we appreciate you allowing us to take the ride with you. Pretty interesting afternoon. And one thing that Austin and I were talking about is this upcoming NFL schedule game Thursday night, the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. And we bring this to the fact because weather conditions could be a real determining factor in that game.
Right.
It's going to be a nasty weather game. Highs 40s, but the kickoff time about 35 degrees, 60% chance of rain. That snow effect coming off the lake could move in.
Yeah.
Could be a very interesting. We'll watch it, but we'll have all that information for you as we get closer to Thursday's games. Austin, what do you think about this whole situation, high school playoffs, and how they're going to play out? I know we discussed this a couple of hours ago, but if you did miss this, we're talking about Escambia, Santa Rosa counties have two remaining teams in play, Pace and Escambia.
Yep.
First 1-6A game is that number 3 Pace against Buchholz.
Yes, Buchholz.
Buchholz.
We'll get there.
Okay, number 2 Buchholz, and they're they'll be playing Friday night 7:30. And what are you looking at in this game?
I see it being a very tough game. Pace didn't really struggle too much with Oviedo, or however you say their name. But I think they're going to struggle here. I do believe that they'll win. I know that some of the predictions that you got from South Florida think otherwise. And I understand why, because it's not like Buchholz is some total random name in the playoff scene. But I have faith in Pace.
Okay, Buchholz is predicted to squeak by Pace.
Yes.
So they're not feeling too confident it's going to be a real type of massive runaway. But then, in the overall prediction, they have Nice, a team that took out Tate last Friday night, will be playing Buchholz. And they're predicting Nice take home. They'll take the win.
Right.
On that side. Okay, Region 1-4A, it is the number 3 Escambia against number 2 Choctaw, both teams 9-2.
Yeah, that game, especially with Choctaw being at home, I feel like I kind of neglected them over the course of the season. I'm going to give them the nod there. I'll say they beat Escambia.
Okay, the prediction is Escambia gets by Choctaw.
Exactly.
And then the guys down in South Florida predicting the overall prediction. They say St. Aug takes on Escambia. And then St. Aug wins the final.
Yeah, that would not stun me, because we were talking about Buchholz being a team that's made the playoff before. St. Augustine's a blue blood when it comes to Florida State playoffs. So that's going to be very, very difficult, regardless of who prevails. But yeah, I got Pace and Choctaw being the teams that prevail. And if you do want to see who's correct on the Choctaw-Escambia game, you can tune in on Friday night, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. We will have that Escambia-Choctaw game for you on the high school football game of the week.
I know you did a story earlier in the hour about the Tampa Bay Rays situation down in Tampa, Clearwater.
Yes.
Moving the temporary facilities. I know they want to move the Rays to the Tampa Bay location, Steinbrenner Field, where the Yankees do their spring training.
Right.
Now Clearwater wants to get into, well, we got a facility over here that would keep the money in our local area, blah, 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 blah. So Major League Baseball kind of still lingered around after the season here. As a matter of fact, the MLB Writers Association has unveiled its two rookies of the year, and Fox's Bob Mortali has the details.
Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Paul Skenes was named the top National League rookie after making his Major League debut May 11th. Skenes became an All-Star just 2 months later. He was the first rookie pitcher to start an All-Star game since Hideo Nomo in 1995. Skenes finished the season 11-3 with 170 strikeouts in 133 innings. New York Yankees pitcher Luis Heel edged Baltimore's Colton Cowser for the AL Award. Heel made 29 starts for the Bronx Bombers. He went 15-7 with 171 strikeouts. Heel and Skenes are the first two pitchers in 43 years to win Rookie of the Year honors in the same season. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
I saw Skenes on set, one of the ESPN Saturday morning shows when LSU was playing.
Alabama. It was when LSU was hosting Alabama. Guest pickers were Paul Skenes and Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn. They were on set there, and so good for him.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. That guy has done phenomenally for himself. Kind of held a grudge with him. He kind of hurt my feelings a little while back when he beat Wake Forest in the hunt for the College World Series. But hey, it's whatever. I will move on.
I thought you were going to say he ran off of your girlfriend, Livy Dunn.
Let me tell you something. If that is what happened, I would still be reeling. I would have not forgiven him for that. All righty. We did have the college football playoff poll coming out. Do you want me to read the top 15 to you, Chris?
Go far, absolutely.
Yeah, because I figured top 15 is a nice round number. It's the 12 team, including the teams that are kind of floating around in the bubble. So from one going down, we've got Oregon. They're still top ranked, 11-0. Only got one more game against Washington this season. Then it's going to be Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, and Indiana. So the top five here for the most part, not really making many shifts. Then we've got Notre Dame, Alabama. They are the highest ranked two loss team. They are number 7. They jumped Miami after beating up on Mercer. So after Miami, you've got number 9 Ole Miss and number 10 Georgia, followed by number 11 Tennessee, number 12 Boise State, 13 SMU, 14 BYU, and 15 Texas A&M. Mind you, BYU was number 6. Losing at home to Kansas, that has just killed a ton of their resume. BYU, this is kind of stunning to me. They have a win over SMU, but BYU is now behind the Mustangs in the polls. I find that interesting considering that we've seen the committee kind of make a point of prioritizing head-to-head wins as of late. So that I think that's very telling in regards to how they're weighing BYU's resume. It's not too good.
All right. Very interesting event. Happening this morning, new Escambia County Commissioner Stephen Stroberger, he's the District 1 rep, Ashley Hoffberger, she's 4, were sworn in this morning at the County Reorganization and Installation Meeting. Here's Ashley Hoffberger.
I am just excited to be up here and to make a difference and work together. And it is a new day, and the sun is shining, and I think that it is just going to be an amazing adventure for all of us over the next few years. We're going to get to accomplish a lot together, so I am thrilled to be a part of that.
Okay, District 2 Commissioner, my good friend Mike Kohler, will be serving as the board chair for next year. Then Ashley Hoffberger, she's taking the big role. She is being promoted already as the District 4 rep, as now going to be appearing as the vice chair.
Yes.
Of the BOCC, as they say.
All righty. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Had some of those minor issues on Navy Boulevard near the intersection with Highway 98, but outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, it's been very forgiving as far as the temperature, at least. 72 degrees. We had some wind earlier this afternoon. I can't imagine that's gone too far. Have about a 20% chance of thunderstorms heading into this evening with a low of 64. But coming out onto Wednesday, doesn't appear to be any chances of rain. High of 76, low of 45.
Okay, 6:45, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're still learning more this hour that Escambia County investigators are looking into an overnight shooting at UWF. Here's Sheriff Simmons.
We responded to Baptist Hospital where officer was shooting victim. This victim said that while at the University of West Florida, he was shot in the leg after a game, a basketball game, maybe. I'm not sure what game was going on. And so we're working that. It's an unknown assailant, according to the report that I got. There was a crime scene. There was blood in the parking lot of where they said it took place.
Okay. Sheriff Chip Simmons joined Andrew McKay this morning for Pensacola's Morning News and had that discussion. Not much is still known about the incident yet. There is no word on any possible suspects that we can kind of pass on to you. Fewer workers say they're thriving. Get that? Fewer workers say they're thriving, according to a new poll out today. Tanja J. Powers has more on the report.
Gallup has released its Life Evaluation Index and says 50% of workers surveyed say they're thriving, while 45% say they're struggling. Another 4% say they're suffering. Gallup began measuring how people rate their current and expected future lives in 2009 and says this year's number is an all-time low. The poll of about 10,000 full-time workers also found those who are not thriving experience higher amounts of worry, anger, and employee burnout. 28% of U.S. workers already said they often or always feel burned out at work. Meanwhile, thriving employees miss 53% fewer days at work due to health issues. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we always give you your stock numbers every hour. Wall Street closing mixed after starting the session in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 120 points to 43,269. The S&P 500 rose 23 points to 59,17. And the NASDAQ gained 195 points to 18,987.
Okay, we always like to remind you this. Penn Air Credit Union is presenting its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. Always like to remind you in the afternoons just something you can do here. The program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. You can bring those retired flags to any Penn Air branch to ensure flags are retired with honor. So there you go. If your flag gets worn a little bit out there hanging on the pole and the wind whips it around and got to replace it sometime, that's the way to do it the right way. Well, speaking of weather, a powerful bomb cyclone takes aim at the West with life-threatening flooding and blizzard conditions into the weekend. Fox's Jeff Manasso has a report on this weather.
Bomb cyclone comes from the meteorological term bombogenesis or explosive cyclogenesis. When a storm system's central pressure drops, ushering in a strong atmospheric river of moisture, with blizzards, rain, even flash flooding events, along with intense winds expected along the West Coast, with the harshest conditions targeting Northern California, where flood and high wind watches are in effect, with up to 8 inches of rain expected, and a storm watch in higher elevations, where up to 15 inches of snow could fall in the coming days. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
You know, Chris, earlier this afternoon we talked about President-elect Trump. He was nominating Howard Lutnick for Secretary of Commerce. There were reports about that. Well, that's not the only name that came out of Trump's cabinet appointment streak. He's nominating TV's Dr. Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. CMS oversees Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, along with healthcare.gov, which currently provide coverage to nearly 50% of Americans. Trump said that Oz, quote, has been at the forefront of healthy living for decades, unquote, and will work alongside RFK Jr., who's, of course, been nominated to lead the Department of Health and Human Services.
648 News Radio 92.3 Representative Michelle Saltzman announcing she's running for Congress following Matt Gaetz's resignation last week. Last Wednesday, President-elect Trump nominated Congressman Gaetz to serve as U.S. Attorney General. Now, Gaetz, who had held the Florida District 1 congressional seat since 2016, resigned from Congress that same day. Florida now has to hold a special election to fill that vacancy. While we're speaking about Michelle Saltzman, she's a hard worker. I could just basically tell you that. And she is partnering actually with the community businesses to sponsor a food distribution and Thanksgiving meal giveaway. This happens Saturday, 7:30 at Marcus Point Baptist Church. A minimum of 300 families will be served as supplies are limited. Again, Saturday morning, 7:30, Marcus Point Baptist Church.
All righty. And, of course, we had the first trailer of the live-action How to Train Your Dragon film being released. It follows Hiccup, who is supposed to go out and kill a dragon but ends up befriending one named Toothless. I've never seen the film, but I'm familiar with some of the characters, so I know who Toothless is because I have a cat that looks like him. The movie's based on the popular animated trilogy that was last released in 2019, and the cast, pretty star-studded. Mason Thames, Nico Parker, Julian Dennison, and Gerard Butler. How to Train Your Dragon hits theaters on June 13th.
Okay, should be an interesting one. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, 6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. Ukraine has launched a missile attack inside Russia as that war between the two countries reaches its 1,000th day. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has the details on the attack from the Pentagon.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters here at the Pentagon that the U.S. has not seen any change to Russia's nuclear posture, and there has been no change to the U.S. nuclear posture as a result. A senior U.S. official tells Fox that overnight, Ukraine struck military targets in southwest Russia for the first time using U.S.-provided long-range strike fires known as ATACMS. This comes after we learned that President Biden lifted restrictions on Ukraine's use of these long-range missiles. The pre-dawn attack struck a Russian weapons arsenal just north of Kursk, where 11,000 North Korean troops are deployed by Russia to assist the 50,000 Russian soldiers preparing to retake Russian territory.
All righty, 6:51 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've been touching on some holiday-related themes. Well, Macy's crew is doing the final touches on the floats that will be in this year's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. Got details on that, along with ways to boost your happiness as well. Got a study on that coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about Morning Joe and Joe and Mika's announcement that they met with Trump after calling him the fascist to end all fascists or whatever. So interesting development. Also talked about the bickering between the county commission, particularly Mike Kohler in Escambia, and the Escambia Children's Trust over who should superintend these funds to help children. Talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a traffic stop that led to a pretty big drug bust. You can catch all of these conversations at the podcast page, newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
Yep.
Always good for a little Madonna.
Double header of Madonna this hour.
Sure is. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Pensacola right now. Thanks for having us on today. The weather is going to be absolutely amazing for the next 7 days or so. That is, if you like cooler weather coming in. The daytime temp's going to be very mild and very nice. Then it will be chilling down. And Austin will dissect this in just a few minutes for us. Let us know what's happening in terms of what's going on. One thing I do want to remind you, now is the perfect time. It is the optimal time, the elite time, to reserve your spot to have the Miracle League of Pensacola fry that Thanksgiving turkey. I see a lot of TV commercials about how people can screw up by frying the turkey, not knowing what they're doing. And I just saw a glass commercial that
detrimental
turkey flies
effects
out and crashes. So let the pros do this for you. Donations will benefit the Miracle League of Pensacola. Walk-ups are welcome. Reservations preferred. Take the turkey to the Miracle League Park. That's 555 East 9 Mile Road at the appointment time between 7 and 4 on Wednesday, November 27th. You see, you got to make an appointment time here.
Right.
And you got to really stay on track with this thing. Call 850-380-4994 to schedule your appointment. And once again, they can call our text line.
Yes.
Not call, but text our text
text
line.
In, yeah.
If you need more information about this, 850-437-1620.
Yes, okay. 850-437-1620. 655 right. Here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Roads are looking pretty clear as for the weather. 72 degrees overcast this evening. About a slight chance of thunderstorms, about 20% as we get deeper into Tuesday night. But the low will be 64. Tomorrow, no rain from what we can see. High of 76, low of 45.
I see zeros across the board for 7 days.
Yeah, yeah. So, starting tomorrow, it should be not a drop.
All right. 656 News Radio 92.3. A coalition of state attorney generals want federal lawmakers to pass a bill aimed at protecting kids online, but detractors worry it could prompt censorship. Fox's Eben Brown has more.
Attorneys general of both parties from 32 states are now urging Congress to pass the Kids Online Safety Act before year's end. It is intended to mandate more parent and content controls for kids using social media. The bill already passed with more than 90 votes in the U.S. Senate, but its future isn't promising in the House of Representatives, where conservative members fear the bill's language could allow for partisan censorship of online media. A House version of the bill has already passed out of committee. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, and hinted at this before the break. Macy's crews doing the final touches to the final floats, or to the floats that will be in this year's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. There are 34 that will make their way down the 2.5 mile parade route, including a handful of new ones this year. They include a Magic Meets the Seas float, which has unique details from 8 Disney Cruise Line ships. Dora's Fantastical Rainforest is returning for the first time in 15 years, and the Wondrous World of Wildlife celebrates the iconic Bronx Zoo.
You know, I told you I was licensed to fly Big Santa.
Yeah, you did mention that.
The ropes and all. I went down to Universal and got, I guess, approved, if you will. In other words, I could fly it down there, or they said you can go to New York and fly it at the Macy's. So that was kind of a lot of fun.
Did you ever do it?
I did it down at Universal. I flew it at Universal during their parade.
Oh.
Down there. Same float, same size, everything's the same.
Yeah.
Just a little bit different. a little different course.
It's like the same, but it's not.
Okay, 3 days. We're counting them. The annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway November 22nd. Help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. The event is brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, with media partner WEAR-TV3. Gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall, right across from Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital.
All right, and also hinted at this earlier. When it comes to happiness, experts say there are 5 habits you can embrace to help your joy become more consistent. A psychologist at UC Riverside says to find things you can become fully absorbed in. It's called a flow state, and it brings you joy, like music, yoga, art, or even volunteering. Practice random acts of kindness. It can make you feel generous and capable. Choose gratitude. Celebrate your wins and cheer on other people's accomplishments, too. And the big one, nurture your relationships. Research shows that relationships are more important than money, your job, and even your health in the pursuit of happiness.
There you go. Let me run a couple of things down here just to put in the back of your mind. Tonight, of course, Mega Millions, $420 million. That is $191.7 million. Your cash option heading out the door tomorrow night. Powerball, $155 million, $71.3 million cash option. Wednesday night, they do that at 10 o'clock. Good folks over at the National Hurricane Center putting smiles on everybody's face around the studio today. No tropical cyclone activity expected, really, for the next 7 to 10 days. If then, it should be a moot point. Atlantic hurricane season ended up at 11 days on November 30th. And if you're looking for those home buyers and home sellers, Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed 7.08%. That's today, the latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, around 6.45%.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.